Chazar sich in der Shabbat Chesch Shabbat Rabbi Yehuda Masechta Beya Daf Lamed. Perek HaMevi Perek Revi. Zog the Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shemaya, one who must bring bottles of wine from one place to another in Yontif should not carry them in a bunch, in a basket or a box. It looks like a weekday activity. Rather, he should carry them on his shoulder or in his hands. Similarly, someone who wants to carry straw shouldn't carry it over his shoulder. He should carry it in his hands. One may begin taking straw from a new bundle on Yontif, even if the owner typically doesn't use it for fuel and now he wants to, but one may not use wood from his backyard, which is rarely used. Zog the Gemara. A Braita said if it's not possible to change the method of carrying from the way it's done during the week, meaning he has a lot of guests and requires a lot of wine, it's mutter to carry in the regular way. Rav instituted in Mechuzah something that is normally carried on the shoulder should be carried on a pitchfork. It's a change which makes the carrying easier. Something which is normally carried on a pitchfork should be carried by two people with a pole on their shoulders. Something normally carried like that on a pole should be carried by a pole in their hands. Something normally carried by a pole in the hands should be carried like that, but should be covered with a piece of material. If this is not possible, it can be carried in the regular way based on the above Braita. Rav Chanan bar Rava said to Rav Ashi, we've learned that one should change his method of carrying as much as possible on Yom Tov. Yet the women carry the pails of water just as they do during the week and no one stops them. Rav Ashi said, this is because there is no different way to carry it. To carry the water in smaller buckets is not an option because it will require them to make more trips on Yom Tov. To carry it in larger buckets is not an option because it will make them work harder since the buckets are now heavier. To put a cover on it is not an option because they may fall off and cause them to carry that with no Yom Tov purpose, which would be also. To tie a lid to it would not be an option because if the lid becomes untied, she may come to tie it back, which is also on Yom Tov. To put a piece of material over the bucket is not an option because it would become wet and cause her to squeeze it out, schita on Yom Tov. Fact, when Rava by Rav Chanan asked Abaya, Mishnah says that we may not clap our hands or bang our hands against our thighs or dance on Yom Tov for Shabbos as a gzeira against making or fixing musical instruments, and yet we see that people do these things and no one says anything to them. Abaya said, we find that Rava says one should not sit in the place of a lechi or the mavui because an object that he's holding may roll into the Rishus HaRabim and will come to carry it back into the mavui, which is also. Yet we see that women sit at the lechi of the mavui with their pails. The reason we don't say anything is that it's something that people would always do. So we rather that they don't know what they're doing is wrong so that they, so that they're doing a shoyk and not doing a mezuzah. The same will apply to clapping and dancing. The Gemara says, we can only say this theory when something is also derabbanan, not when something is also deraisa. The Gemara says it's actually not correct. It may be even said for deraisa, as we find that we don't correct people and make them add on to the Yom Kippur fast, even though that's a mitzvah deraisa to do so. The Mishnah said, "Umaschilin barei masateven." Rav Kahana said, the Mishnah suggests that we may take items from a storage area on Yom Tov. This would follow Rav Shimon, who does not hold a muktzah. In fact, the next part of the Mishnah says that wood may not be taken from the rarely used backyard. This follows Rabbi Yehuda, who does hold a muktzah. The Gemara says the end of the Mishnah is discussing using very expensive wood, which would not be used because of the value. Even Rav Shimon would agree to that type of muktzah. All the Seir of Kahana's statement was on the second part of the Mishnah that says that one may not use the wood from the backyard. Rav Kahana said the Mishnah suggests that one may not take items from a storage area on Yom Tov. This follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muktzah. The early part of the Mishnah said that from a new stack of straw you're allowed to take, even though it was not designated for use on Yom Tov. This follows Rav Shimon, who does not hold a muktzah. After the Gemara, this part of the Mishnah is discussing spoiled straw, which has only one use to fuel a fire, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's not muktzah. For the acting Gemara, so straw can be used for cement as well, so it has another use. Gemara says there are thorns in the straw, and therefore it can be used for cement. Zok the Mishnah, one may not take wood from a sukkah on Yom Tov because he's doing stira. However, one may take wood from what's next to it. If there are multiple layers of wood, one may take wood from the layers. For the acting Gemara, why is it problematic to take wood from the roof, but not problematic to take wood from the upper layers of the roof? They should both be also a soiser. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said the Mishnah means to permit taking wood that is near but not essential to the walls of the hut. Rabbi Nashi said the Mishnah means to permit taking wood even from the roof, from tied bundles on the roof. A Braita says one may not take wood from a sukkah, but may take wood from what is next to it. Rav Shimon allows it. All agree that one may not take the wood from the sukkah on sukkahs. However, if he made a stipulation regarding the wood, we would follow his stipulation. For Ekmer Hakar, Rav Shimon allowed the taking of the wood. He's taking apart a hut. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said the Braita is discussing a fallen hut, and therefore he's not taking it apart. Rav Shimon allows the taking of the wood because he doesn't hold the muktzah, just as he allows using the leftover oil in the lamp that was lit when Shabbos began. For the acting Gemara, Rav Shimon allows the oil because he knows the person knows the lamp will eventually go out and has in mind to use the leftover oil. However, no one in their mind thinks that the hut will collapse and therefore I'll have the wood to use. Therefore, even Rav Shimon would agree that this is muktzah. Rav Yitzchak said the Braita is discussing a weak sukkah that he somewhat figured may fall down that day. For the acting Gemara, how can the Braita say that a stipulation can remove the iser of the wood of the sukkah on sukkahs? Rav Sheshan, name Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira each learn out of the iser on the wood of a sukkah from a pasuk, which means it's deraisa. If so, how can a stipulation remove that? So Rav Menashe, the son of Rava, said, the Braita means that a stipulation can help for a sukkah other than a sukkah on sukkahs. In fact, Mara, A braisa says that a stipulation can remove the iser from the edible decorations of a sukkah, so why can't it work for the wood on the sukkah as well? Abai and Rava both said a person can make a stipulation that he does not remove the edible decorations from use the entire bein hashmashos of Yom Tov, and therefore it never becomes muktzah. However, one cannot do that for the wood because he can't use the wood bein hashmashos because that would require being soiser the sukkah. Therefore, the wood remains aser for the full 7 days of sukkahs. For that, we've learned that if one has 7 esrogim, one for each day of sukkahs, the esrog of each day is mutter the next day, possibly even the same day after the mitzvah is done. So why is it that the wood of the sukkah is also for all 7 days? And for tomorrow, the mitzvah of Esrog is only by day, not by night. Therefore, each day is considered to be a new and distinct mitzvah. In contrast, the mitzvah of sukkah is by day and night. Therefore, all 7 days are considered to be one continuous long mitzvah.